English. Thank you. His speech became as crisp and flawless as a graduate from a British boarding school. I was told you were out for the day and I should clean a spill. Honestly, he could be employed in her line of work with those sharp cheekbones, sensual mouth, must-high-top haircut and devil-may-care stubble. He was substantially taller than her 5'11", and his broad shoulders strained the seams on his blue boiler suit. I didn't request anyone, she said in bemusement. Who is it? Her agent. Peyton spoke in her ear. Oh, 1 minute. She had forgotten her call and pointed at her wireless earbud so the hotel worker would know she wasn't speaking to him. There's a man at the door, but there seems to be a mistake. I didn't call anyone. The maid texted me. The cleaner brought his phone from his deep pocket. The maids haven't been in yet, she said. How was this godlike, educated man pushing a string mop? With that build, he could be laying bricks or bouncing clubs at the very least, which would also be a complete waste of a startlingly magnificent presence. The camera would love him. She loved him. Oriel saw beautiful men all day every day, but none had ever emanated this sort of powerful energy that almost had her taking a step back in awe while wanting to bask in his presence at the same time. It was like an electric current that made her nerve endings tingle. And even though handsome men rarely affected her, she had a nearly unbearable urge to twirl her hair and cock her head and wait breathlessly for him to speak. Send him away, Peyton said in her ear. She probably should have. Her career was her entire focus these days, providing the sense of achievement that otherwise eluded her. She would never admit to anyone the profound sense of inadequacy that stalked her, or that she had a hole inside her that craved approval and attention. It didn't even make sense. She had everything anyone could want: health, wealth, intelligence, and independence, along with looks that ticked all the boxes for modern ideals of beauty. She would be mocked to death if she revealed her feeling of being less than, so she pushed her angst into climbing toward the very top of her field, allowing nothing to distract her, including men. Suddenly, she had nothing but time for watching how this stranger swiped his thumb across a screen, though. He studied it with an air of concentration. The strength of her fascination was embarrassing, but she couldn't help it. He flicked his gaze up to meet hers, catching her giving him moon eyes like a love-struck adolescent. It caused a swoop in her stomach, as though she'd crested a wave. My mistake, wrong floor, and my colleague has dealt with the issue. He pocketed the phone while his penetrating stare kept hold of hers. Her skin tightened and her bones grew soft. She knew when a man was interested in her. She rarely reciprocated such things, but here she stood, involuntarily reciprocating with every fibre of her being. It was disconcerting to be so overcome, to feel so helpless to do anything but stand there while he took in her snug, high-waisted corduroy trousers with matching suspenders over a low-cut floral top. His mouth relaxed, and the angle of his shoulders eased. It wasn't all sexual interest, though. There was something else in his study. Not calculation, precisely. Investigation. He liked what he saw, but he was delving into her eyes as though looking for answers to unasked questions. She wasn't sure what that cooler side of his appraisal was about, but it was far more unsettling than if he'd worn a wolfish grin and said something suggestive. She could have handled that with flirt or frost. Whatever this was made her neck prickle with premonition. This man was going to change her life. How silly, she scolded herself, trying to pretend she wasn't flushing with her reaction. But she was filled with anticipation and something else, her own curiosity. A far-reaching sense of possibility. Excitement. Was there anything else I could do for you while I'm here? He asked in a bland tone. The tension left the air with a withering dissipation. She was reading him wrong, she realized with chagrin. He was an employee of the hotel waiting for her to dismiss him. That's all the lengthy, charged silence had been about. Could he tell she was drooling over him, wanting him to feel the same way she did? How mortifying. Yes, actually. As a hot, self-conscious